Well, good morning, everybody. Last night we had a family that joined us from Our Lady of the Greenwood, and they sat right over here. And I told the story about one day that I had been invited to their house. It was a Christmas party my first year as a priest. And I had been invited to this party, and I knew there were going to be lots of people from the church there, so I was very excited. And I went over there, and I thought, I've been to their house many times before. I don't need to use my GPS to get there. I can just manage to find it on my own. So I got to the neighborhood, and I see all these cars outside the house, and I, perfect, walk up to the door, knock on the door, and nobody answers. I think, well, that's kind of odd. And so I know there's cars all over the driveway and out on the street, so I just walked right on in. And the house is exactly how I remembered the layout of the house to be. And I thought, well, then I heard them all downstairs. I thought, oh, okay, it's downstairs. So I moseyed on down the stairwell, and about 30 people wearing pajamas. And I guess I missed the memo that this was a pajama party. And then I'm looking around and I'm thinking, it got totally silent the moment I walked in with my collar on. And I'm looking around, and I'm desperately looking for the face of somebody I know, with no success. And then finally I said, I think I might be in the wrong house. And the father of the house said, we think so too. But then the woman of the house, she said, we've never had a priest in here before. Would you like a beer? So I had a beer with the family, and this just shows you how crazy the Lord's plan is, because about a year and a half later, there was somebody who was in that house who came to the church for marriage prep, and I did their wedding. So you just, whatever. It's funny to walk into families when they don't expect you. And today we celebrate the Holy Family. And the Holy Family, the life of the Holy Family, can seem so very different from the lives of our own families. None of our families is ideal. That one is. And so what I wanted to share with you, just five little points from Pope Francis that he's kind of said at different times. Some he said in the last month, some he said years and years ago. But they're really helpful, like tangible things that we can do to increase the holiness of our own families. Number one, this one he said in December, earlier this month, he said in an apostolic exhortation that he wrote about the stable, he said, look at the stable and think about your family. Look at the stable, look at the people there, and think about your family. Because everybody in the stable is not focused on themselves. They're focused on Jesus, and Jesus isn't focused on himself. He's focused on those whom he came to save. Family. F-A-M-I-L-Y. I'd like to make that an acronym. Forget about me, I love you. Everybody in that stable forgot about themselves out of love for the other. And maybe that's why Pope Francis suggests that to increase the holiness of our and the health of our own families, that we just look at the nativity set and we realize that maybe our life, our family life will never be ideal. Fine. But it can be beautiful. That thing wasn't ideal either, the whole context of it. It was a stable, for crying out loud. There were animals, there was poop, there was everything all around there. And that's the context into which Jesus was born. And need we never forget that when God came into the world, he came in and through a family. Family has been important from God from the beginning of the whole Bible, when God made man in our own image. Even God is a family, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, even a family there. But that when God entered the world, he came into a family, through a family. But the whole thing was messy. Well, so are our families. The whole thing wasn't pretty. Well, so are ours sometimes. It wasn't ideal. It was not free from conflict and problems, but it's beautiful. And maybe that's the same with our families. There's great beauty, and when God is there, the mess isn't really that messy. Okay, that's the first thing. Look at a nativity set and think about your family. I'm going to put these in the bulletin, by the way. Number two, consecrate your family to Jesus and Mary. Pope Francis suggests this. He was talking a few months ago at the World Meeting of Families. I don't remember when that was, but he was talking about the importance of building our families on the rock that is Jesus. Because if we build our families on anything else, a storm will come and the whole family will fall apart. But if the family is built on Jesus, it will stand firm no matter what storm comes. Pope Francis said, we can never forget that our homes, our families, our domestic churches, places of love and faith, and we had better consecrate them to Jesus. And so in the bulletin this week is a prayer that you can use to do that. Deacon Tom told me last night that he uses his own prayer, and that's fine. And he told me kind of a neat story. He said he was, the day of his ordination is when his mother told him that she had consecrated him to the Lord when he was a little baby. And he said, well, gee, I wish you had told me that a little earlier. It would have helped my discernment. But consecrate your families to Jesus and Mary. There's a great prayer in the bulletin to note. There's a bunch of them, though, out there on the internet. Number three, parents, bless your children, especially those who might have babies and young ones. Pope Francis said, can there be anything more beautiful than for a father and mother to bless their children at the beginning and end of each day, tracing on their forehead a sign of the cross as they did on the day of their baptism? Parents do that at the baptism of the baby. The priest does it first, then the parents, then the godparents. Pope Francis says it's a good idea for parents to do that over their children at the beginning of every day and at the end of every day. And if you start when they're babies, then it won't be weird when they're seven, okay? And then, and even more so when they get a little older. But he said that's a way of giving them over to God every day and reminding them of Jesus every day and the fact that they are God's and that everything is God. He said just yesterday, he said that the family at Nazareth was holy because it was centered on Christ. And this blessing business is a way of reminding the kid, your life, our life as a family, your life is centered on Jesus, has to be. Everything you do today, I bless, give it to Jesus. That's a good thing. Four, it says for married couples, it's a good idea to pray your vows. Keeps the small things small. And it helps us to be faithful to what we promised each other and God. On the way out, you'll find your vows that you prayed on your wedding day and when you were gathered here at this church or in another Catholic church someplace where you prayed the vows of the church and before God Almighty handed your lives over to each other and together to God. Vows. Pray your vows. Put them on your mirror. Put them in your Bible. Pray them every day. Remember the day of your wedding. It keeps the small things small and helps you to remember how important they are. Number five, this one is for kids. Talk to your grandparents. Talk to your grandparents because the grandparents have memory, have roots, and it will be the grandparents that give the roots to the children. Pope Francis continues, please, parents, do not let your children become uprooted without the memory of a people, without the memory of the faith, without the memory of so many beautiful things that have made history, without the memory of values. It's important. I do all these funerals for the baby boomer generation, you know, and the greatest generation, the generation above them. And like the ones whose lives were total gift, whose lives centered around this church and their faith and whose lives centered on their family, and some of the most humble and quietest people who gave every ounce of their life to Jesus and their family. There's great treasury of wisdom and beauty and value in what grandparents have to offer to the grandchildren. Because sometimes, you know, if we're not careful, our children can begin to think that the world revolves around them. And they forget how to forget about themselves. They never learn how to forget about themselves, I love you, because it's all about me. And they get everything. Pope Francis says, don't give your kids everything they want. It's good to deny them, because then they learn that life takes, that work is involved in the whole thing. And so Pope Francis is very big on grandparents. So those are the five little tips from the Holy Father about how to keep our families healthy, happy, and holy. Look at the nativity scene, think of your family, consecrate your family to Jesus every day. Even if you're not all together, by the way, just pray that prayer, lift up your family in prayer. Number three, bless your children at the beginning and end of every day. Four, pray your vows every day. Five, have kids talk to their grandparents. Let's thank our God for all the beautiful, holy, happy families we have at St. Joseph. And we pray that we might all continue to grow in holiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.